It's Evan Bray. Thank you for joining me on this Wednesday lunch hour. And parts of the province that got the heavy snow are saying, yeah, it's melting, but ever so slowly. Not exactly balmy temperatures today. Plus temperatures by tomorrow and closer to the weekend. That area, Kipling, Whitewood, all of those areas that got hit hard with the snow will definitely see it start to go and start to go fast. Fairly nice temperatures, mid-teens as we head into the weekend. Meanwhile, and as we talked about with last week's SSRL winner out in the Swift Current area and even further down into the southwest part of the province, desperately would welcome any sort of moisture, rain that could come. Even though seeding is going already in full swing in some of the communities in that part of the province, moisture is never going to be turned away. Well, I am proud to say that I work very closely with CNIB Saskatchewan. CNIB is an organization that for a long time I've admired the work they do. They've got innovative programs, of course, advocacy, and really work to remove barriers to help people impacted by low vision, no vision, or blindness. And as a result, I said a few years back, I would love to be a part of this organization. Currently, I'm the chair of the Saskatchewan Strategic Leadership Council with Saskatchewan CNIB. And this weekend, we've got a pretty important fundraiser happening. It's the Sask CNIB Guide Dogs with a Purpose Gala. And this is a big fundraiser for us. All of the proceeds from this fundraiser go towards purchasing guide dogs. And we're going to have a guest joining us shortly to talk about the impact that a guide dog can make on a person who lives with blindness. But first, I want to bring in the chair of our Guide Dog Gala. So we've got our Strategic Leadership Council that I'm the chair of, and then we've got an organization that help us out putting together this fundraiser. And my next guest is the chair of that. She is Dr. Renata Varma. She's an eye surgeon. She's an assistant professor at the University of Saskatchewan's ophthalmology department. Maybe many people would think it makes sense that you would be involved with the CNIB, Dr. Varma. Tell me why you got involved in this organization.
Hi, Evan. Thank you for having me. Mm-hmm. So I became involved with the organization actually shortly after I opened my practice in Regina, and one of my mentors in ophthalmology from Saskatoon was previously on the board, and he had contacted me to discuss the importance of the organization and asked me to come on the board. So that is how I originally became involved with the CNIB. I had actually volunteered with the CNIB when I was in high school and my early university years as well. So I was familiar with the organization back many years ago. But that's how I became involved.
So let's talk about the importance of guide dogs and what the proceeds of this gala go to. Because I was shocked the first year I attended the gala. There is a significant cost in raising and training guide dogs. Can we talk a bit about that?
Yes, definitely. So it surprisingly costs over $50,000 to purchase, train, and home a guide dog with a client. So that's per guide dog. The reason being is it has to be a specific type of dog. They have to go through a rigorous training program, and 50% of the dogs that go through this program are not deemed suitable to be guide dogs because these dogs have to be constantly working and attentive and aware for safety reasons for the client. So it's a big process. It's a difficult process. There's a select number of dogs that are capable of doing this important job, and it's a very expensive process. So all of our proceeds from the gala do go to directly towards the guide dog. So there's a wait list of close to 1,000 people, a growing wait list as well, over 500 people who are waiting for a guide dog, and it's not expected to clear that wait list for several years. So at our last gala, I think we raised around $135,000, and that all went towards guide dogs, and we take the opportunity to help have the guests of the gala help us to name the guide dogs that we raise the money for as well.
Well, I know one of the things that is always a big attraction is we have puppies, potential guide dogs that are there on the red carpet, if you will. That's always a big attraction, Renata.
Yes, it is.
What else can people expect on the evening if they're interested in coming with this fundraiser on Saturday night?
So the gala starts with a reception at 5:30 to 6:30, and then a dinner. We have a talk being given by Ashley Namath, who is a recipient of our guide dogs in the past. She's on her third guide dog. She's a guide dog user and an active client of the CNIB. And then, of course, we'll have a silent auction throughout the evening, a live auction, and then the evening is tied up with a live band. So the auction items, we have quite an exciting live auction lineup this year. We have a custom electric guitar that has been donated by a generous sponsor. Mm-hmm. We have a unique experience this year. It's a smoked brisket dinner for 12 prepared by the Saskatchewan Rough Riders Great Cup champion Belton Johnson. And it's an event where yourself and Belton will be coming to a person's home. The winner of the event will have 10 guests, and they will get to spend the evening with you in Belton on June the 6th. And talking politics and sports and just enjoying that.
That's right. And our friends at Northern Fireplace threw in a smoker, and it's a beautiful smoker as well. So that's part of that prize pack. So I'm looking forward to that. I think it's going to be a great night. And you mentioned Ashley, who will be speaking. I always think that's an important part of the night, too, is hearing from someone who uses a guide dog, can talk about the benefit that it provides. Pretty rewarding work for sure. There are still some tickets available, correct?
Yes, there are still tickets available. And if people are interested, they can. Tickets are $125 each, and they can be purchased at the online at www.cnib.ca/guidedoggala. So they are still available. And one more thing, if I could just mention, which is the live auction prize. Probably the most desirable prize of the night is we have a very special Connor Bedard package donated by the Bedard family, which consists of two tickets to the Chicago Blackhawks game, a meet and greet with Connor Bedard, a signed Chicago Blackhawks red jersey, and a signed game stick, and two nights accommodation at the Godfrey Hotel in Chicago. So this is an amazing, unique package.
Wow.
I'm sure all the hockey lovers would.
Absolutely. Yeah, that will be a big one. I know you've got a small but hardworking committee, Renata. I appreciate the hard work that you all put in. Thank you for this, and thank you for joining us to give us a bit of insight into the fundraiser on the weekend.
Yes, thank you, Evan. I appreciate it.
That's Dr. Renata Varma, chair of the CNIB Saskatchewan Guide Dogs with a Purpose Gala. It's happening Saturday night again, cnib.ca, if you want to find out more details or to purchase tickets. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to revisit a conversation that the CJME Morning Show host Greg Morgan had with Ashley Namath. Ashley is who Dr. Varma was referring to, someone who will be speaking at the Guide Dog Gala this year and will be speaking about the importance that the guide dog she has plays in her life. That conversation coming up next here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Thanks again to Dr. Renata Varma, who joined me just moments ago. She is the chair for the CNIB Saskatchewan Guide Dogs with a Purpose Gala that's happening on Saturday night. Now, it's always so fascinating to me to hear about the difference that a guide dog can make for a person with low or no vision. And we will be hearing from a speaker on Saturday night at the gala by the name of Ashley Namath. Now, Ashley has been a client of CNIB for a while. She actually has had three guide dogs in her life and joined this morning Greg Morgan, the host of the CJME Morning Show, to talk about the importance that guide dogs can play. I want to revisit part of that conversation now.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Your vision, is it entirely gone or are you considered low vision?
So I was born low vision, so I've never had really good vision at all. I've always been considered legally blind.
You've had a guide dog how long now?
I've been using a guide dog for the last 12 years.
Has it always been the same dog, Ferdinand?
No, Ferdinand is my third dog.
Ferdinand, when did he come into your life?
I got Ferdinand about a year and a half ago now.
What was the moment you knew Ferdinand really got you?
At first, he was very standoffish. I think we often, think that these dogs kind of run into the room and it's love, right away. And we love them right away, but it takes them a while to warm up. For the first few days to a week, he was kind of, he would work, but he was kind of standoffish with me. But then he slowly started to turn around and his personality came out and, that bond really started to form.
Take me through a typical day. What's it like?
Our days start off with some breakfast and then, get out of the house and either we're going to the office or heading out for a coffee or just a walk. Then I go to work. He comes along with me and after work we come home and he gets to rest and play. And
yeah, the normal dog things, like you get home from work and he's looking at you like, okay, where's supper, right?
Yeah, exactly. He knows he definitely walks a lot faster once we get off the bus and are headed home because he knows dinner is at the end of that block.
I bet, yeah. I want to back up. Before you got a guide dog, what's a life experience like, say, going to the grocery store without a dog? What was that like?
Before I had a guide dog, I wasn't as confident, in going out alone, especially with my kids at the time who were young. And I felt just like there was something missing. Like, I wasn't super safe. I lived in a small town at the time, and there was no sidewalk. It was nerve-wracking, kind of walking everywhere with a cane. And I never loved using a cane, not as confident as I wanted to be.
That's understandable. And then you get a guide dog.
Yeah, my first guide dog was absolutely life-changing. And I think when I say that, I think it's hard for people to really understand the difference that it made in my life. When I got my first guide dog and he all of a sudden was able to find doors, sidewalks, and curbs and make sure that I wasn't going to miss a car when I'm crossing the street, and he'd get me out of the way and he'd be able to help me find the milk, the fruit, things in grocery stores. What he could do for me was exponentially more than just guiding. He really opened up my world, and it felt like when I had that harness handle in my hand, like I had true freedom and that I felt whole.
You're telling me you walk into a grocery store and you can just say to Ferdinand, find me some apples.
Yes, be able to train him to find things, and they start to know your routine and know where you normally go. So, we usually go to the same grocery store, ask him to find the milk, and he'll take me over to the milk cooler, and then it's up to me to pick which one I actually need. He can get me to the cooler and, get us to the apples and find the checkout and, do all of those things that really make such a difference.
My guest is Ashley Nemeth. She's guest speaker at this weekend's CNIB Guide Dog Gala. We're raising funds to support people just like Ashley in getting a guide dog, too. Are there things your dog does that surprises you, things you didn't expect to get help with?
Yeah, he can find my family. So if we go to the store and I need to go to the washroom or, whatever, I can go and do that. And I can ask him to find my husband or my kids by name, and he will find them in the store, no matter where they are. And the first time that happened, I was in shock and thought, I need to test this to see if it's true. He's been able to do that. All of my dogs have, and it's amazing.
How do people usually react when they see you and your guide dog together? And how do you wish they would react?
He's a black lab, and so people are always saying how cute he is to wanting to talk to him and things like that. And we love that. Our biggest thing is that people just look from a distance and don't distract him, because if he's paying attention to you, he's not doing his job and puts me in danger, because I have my full trust in him that he's paying attention and he's going to find those obstacles and move around them and keep me safe.
If Ferdinand could talk to you, what do you think he'd say about you?
I think he would probably tell me to lighten up and let him sniff a little bit more when we're walking.
Has he ever led you somewhere completely off course?
He's tried. He's definitely tried, when the rabbits start coming out. Sometimes he can try to suggest we go a different way because he sees a rabbit. So I got to be on full alert, definitely, when those rabbits start coming out more.
We're looking forward to seeing you as guest speaker at the CNIB Guide Dog Gala Saturday. How special is this gala in your mind?
I can't say, enough about this guide dog program and what it provides. For individuals like myself, it truly is a complete gift to be able to have these dogs in our lives. And it truly does change lives and gives people freedom and independence.
I look forward to meeting you, Ashley. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, look forward to it as well.
Great conversation with Greg Morgan, host of the CJME Morning Show, and Ashley Nemeth, the keynote speaker Saturday night at the CNIB Saskatchewan Guide Dogs with a Purpose Gala happening in Regina, and that will be a great night. CNIB.ca for more details. All right, our federal election political panel is back for one more time prior to the federal election, and that is tomorrow morning at 9, just part of a full show, and I hope you will join us starting at 8:30 right here. 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.